Blog Talk Radio.
Pray that you have had a blessed evening. Started the Sabbath on last night. We started a new segment in the discipleship series, Where Shall Wisdom Be Found? And on last night, we went over again the fundamentals of discipleship, that you must first seek the kingdom of the Most High. You must seek it with your whole heart. You must value it. The kingdom has to be the most valuable thing in your life. The Most High and Messiah must be the most valuable persons in your life. And if you put anyone or anything before the Most High, Messiah and his kingdom, He says, then you are not worthy of him, and you cannot be his disciple. Not that you will be a bad disciple. You cannot be his disciple. He wants our all, and he wants our whole heart. And so as we were starting into this, we also went over, you know, exactly where shall wisdom be found. And we're told that it's found of the Most High, that he has to give it to you. Okay, if he doesn't give it to you, then you actually need to go to him and ask for it. So we're going to proceed in this because I did a little bit of statistical analysis, you know, of the scriptures, and I'll go over those in a few after we do the necessary. So once again, good morning. We greet you all in the master name of Yeshua HaMashiach, whether you're in Pal Talk, whether you're on Blog Talk, whether you're on the internet in general, wherever you may be, if you're calling in on your phone, if you're listening to a broadcast in another country, we greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. As I said on yesterday, the Most High is blessing the ministry, and we are, you know, gaining and spreading into new countries. It seems like almost every day now. Yesterday, we mentioned that we were now in China and in Tajikistan. But we also want to add to our list and welcome them Denmark and Brazil. So in 20 months of, you know, of the ministry, of this starting, we are now in 25 countries. And that is amazing to me. As I said, as we are not advertising in countries, we are just putting the word out there, and the Most High is doing the work. He gets all the credit, okay? And I'm just thankful that the people are able to hear the word of the Most High, and they are finding value in it because, you know, the listening audience is steadily increasing, you know, people aren't what it seems to, and I need to find some type of way for feedback from those that are overseas. And, you know, I've been going before the Most High to ask just how should I do that, and maybe I'll, you know, call some other international ministries and ask them how do they, you know, keep in contact. Is there a certain type of number that they have? I think the platform that we use, meetings.glorytoyah.org, I'm going to start advertising that because you can get on that anywhere in the world. And, you know, this may be a issue of time difference, but, you know, I know that some of the people in England, in those areas, it's late for them right now, but if they are dedicated to the ministry, then we want to make a way that they are able to listen with us live and we interact with them. This word, as it goes out in the last days, and we're going to read the scriptures today, this word is the word for the last days, what we're talking about in this series, to fear the Most High. And so we're going to read that and get it from the scriptures itself. And then we're going to look at a little bit of statistical analysis in the word see what the Most High, if it lines up with the scripture. The statistics, because, you know, I believe that people believe that the Most High wants them to love him first, but that's not what he wants first. That's not what he wants, you know, that's not what's most important to him, according to his word, according to the scriptures. And so, all of these things that we're going to talk about are important, but we want to look at, you know, if I tell you 10 things, and 7 of those things that I tell you is the same thing, that might be important to me. If we look at this, what the Most High has set up in the scriptures, describing the relationship, then it is just like the relationship of a husband and a wife. And so I'm going to make an analogy out of that. But let us do the necessary. Let us go to our statement of faith. And let us affirm on this morning once again that we believe these things, that we walk in them, and that we are using these two as, you know, fundamentals in our life. Our statement of faith. Let me have the ladies to cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads wherever you're at in the world. And let us turn toward the east, toward Jerusalem. Remember that the kingdom of heaven is a separate kingdom. Israel and Jerusalem are going to be its capital. Messiah's body, everybody in Messiah's body is being grafted into his body. And we're going to have to abide by his statutes, his laws, and his commandments of his kingdom. And so you can't be a member of his body and not abide by his statutes, his laws, and his commandments. He himself said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He is the Elohim of the Old Testament. And this is what a lot of people don't understand. He came in the flesh and said, you will know him as the son of Elohim. But it's really me. I'm not creating another Elohim. And Messiah, as far as being a human being, or even a spiritual being, separate and aside from the Most High, from the very beginning, never existed. That, the way the scriptures are written, is written that you have to search him out. And he has to reveal to you that he's doing it all. And so the same Elohim that's in the Old Testament is the same Elohim in the New Testament. And he comes with the same message, but he's saying, hey, I'm delivering you. I'm redeeming you. I'm doing the work that will allow you to come back to me. And so this is the mechanism that he put in place. But he didn't create another God or Elohim. He didn't form another God or Elohim because he said he would not do it. And when we read the Torah, we read the prophets, what the Most High says of himself. He says, I will not form another God. And I don't know any other God besides myself. And I'm not going to form another God. We have to believe him and understand he's speaking all the way through the book. But he has it written in such a way that he has to give the understanding. He has to do it. We can't read it on our own and think that we're going to come to a complete understanding of the scriptures without him. It just is not going to happen. And so we have people reading the scriptures and teaching and doing what have you. And that's why we get all these different doctrines. We get these different beliefs. We get all these different understandings. But it's him that gives the understanding. You can study 12 hours a day, all your life. And if you don't have the Ruach HaKodesh, you will not get understanding. You will get knowledge, but you will not get understanding. And we understand that the understanding that he wants us to have is to what? Stop doing evil. Stop breaking his statutes, his laws, and his commandments. So he says that the beginnings of wisdom is to fear him. That's the beginning, is to fear him. And if you don't have a fear of him, you cannot get understanding. Because you're not going to keep his statutes, his laws, and his commandments. You're not going to want to stop doing evil. You're not going to be afraid to do evil. So we're going to go into this. And as I said, we will cover this in depth. This is more than, you know, I don't know how many lessons this is, because this is, as part of discipleship, this is foundational. But this is the message to the world. This is the message in the last days. So ladies, cover your head. Men, uncover your heads. Let us turn toward the east. Holy hands raised to the Most High. Our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter, chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy, chapter 6, and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke, chapter 1, verse 35. And hold on a minute, I'll move this around. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews, chapter 8, and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ, or Mashiach, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise on this morning. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. 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 We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah to you, O Yah Elohim. Hallelujah. 10,000 times, 10,000 times, 10,000 praises to you, O Yah. We glorify you. We magnify you on this day. We lift you up, Father. And we adore you. We adore you. We bestow adoration on you, Father. We just want to show you our love. Hallelujah. We want to obey your word, Father. Teach us. Guide us. Hallelujah. From glory to glory, you are Elohim. From glory to glory, you are majesty on high. From glory to glory, there is none like you, Father. Everlasting, from everlasting to everlasting, you are Elohim. And you are Elohim all by yourself, Father. And we just come today to honor you, Father, as you have commanded. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Father. We just magnify you on today. You are our Elohim. And another will we not bow down to and give glory or honor to. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together and to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained that your people should keep perpetually throughout all times. Father, we ask that you would forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquities of our forefathers against us, for they are all gone by the way of the grave, and we are still yet here, seeking to keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments, in spirit and in truth. Father, you have said that your people Israel have done wickedly, and that we have walked contrary to you, and that you have walked contrary to us. You said, but if we would but turn from our wicked ways and repent from our sins and not complain about the punishments that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world, that you would once again turn your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel. So, Father, we acknowledge that we have walked contrary to you and that you have walked contrary to us. And we are repenting of our sins and turning from our wicked ways. And we will not complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world. But this will be our testimony, Father, that we will. This is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Father, hear our prayers and our supplications. Turn your eyes and your ears back to your people Israel. Deliver us out of our captivity. Deliver us, Father, for we wait for your return. Father, we pray for the seed of Israel that is asleep, that you might wake them and give them an unction to come and keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. We pray for the seed of Israel that is awake, that you might give us a meek and a humble spirit, the spirit of love, for you are love. We pray for the seed of Abraham, all that you should call in Messiah, that they would hear your voice, come and obey your commandments, and walk in your ways. Now, Father, as we go to work in the kingdom on today, we ask that you would smile upon this work and that you would give us favor in all that we do. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. The book of 1 Kings. The book of 1 Kings chapter 8. Starting in verse 46. And I will read it as it is written. if they, and the they in these scriptures are Israel, if they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captive unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whither they were carried captives, and repent, and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, we have sinned, and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all their heart, and with all their soul, in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name, then hear thou their prayer, and their supplication in heaven thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them. For they be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Yah, Elohim. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. The book of Exodus, chapter 19. The book of Exodus, chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. And now, Israel, what does Yah thy Elohim require of thee, but to fear Yah thy Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yah thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of Yah and his statutes, which I command you this day, for thy good. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26 through 28. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26 through 28. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of Yah your Elohim, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of Yah your Elohim, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other Elohims which you have not known. The book of Exodus, chapter 20. And give me one second here. The book of Exodus, chapter 20, and we're going to get verses 1 through 6. Exodus, chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. And Elohim spake all these words, saying, I am Yah thy Elohim, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other Elohims before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, Yah, thy Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. The book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs, chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8, and we're going to get verse 17. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 17. And the word of the Most High reads, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. In the book of John, chapter 14, verse 15. John chapter 14 and verse 15. Messiah himself. If you love me, keep my commandments. The same today, yesterday, and forever. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. The sounding of the shofar.
Fine. nothing down there. Oh, oh. I remember like it was yesterday. You couldn't tell me nothing. Living in a kind of way, but there ain't nothing down there. There ain't nothing down there. Oh, oh. You can't lose.
Praise to our Elohim. So excited when I think of all the things you've done for me. Do as you will, you want done with me. Oh yeah, 'cause I'm tired of fighting. Sometimes it gets hard, I cannot do it alone. 'Cause I need you, yeah, on my side. You are the light up high to worship you.
And I bow down on my knees,
all praise to you.
You are
up high to worship you. I vow to be humble, yeah, hearken to my sincere supplication. When I'm weak and when I stumble, you are always there to catch me when I fall. You are my rock and salvation, only one that I can trust, you're my best friend. Whenever I'm in doubt, to you I'll give a shout. With hands held high, I'll be calling on your name. Yeah, I raise
to worship you.
Bow down,
all
praise to you. Up high. I need you, yeah, I need you, yeah, I need you, oh, I need you, oh, I need you, oh, I need you, I need you, oh.
I need you.
Oh, I need you.
I need you.
I really need
you know what? I am sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sitting here just talking away. I had muted myself and forgot. Y'all forgive me. All right. Amen. I'm sorry. All praises to the Most High. The book of Revelation. The book of Revelation, chapter 14. I'm getting these texts. Are you okay? Why can't I hear anything? I'm like, what are you guys talking about? I'm talking away. My apologies. Let's go to the book of Revelation, chapter 14. Happy Sabbath to everyone once again. And I, as I say, I apologize. I was like, I'm gone to town. I'm in it. And I'm on mute. All right. The book of Revelation, chapter 14. Verse 6 and 7. The book of Revelation, chapter 14, verses 6 and 7. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. In the last days, this gospel is going to go out into every nation, every kindred, every tongue, and every people. This is what he says must happen before the end comes, before he returns. And the angel that is going to, the message that the angel is going to give is, in verse 7, saying with a loud voice, fear Elohim and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. So in the last days, the gospel that is supposed to go out to the world is to bring the world back to what the Most High wanted from the very beginning. And we're going to look at this today. The first thing that he wants is for us to fear him. He says that the beginning of all wisdom is to fear him. And if you fear him, then you can come to understanding. But you got to come to him first to get the fear of him and to get understanding. We learn from Job chapter 28 that the Most High said, the fear of him, he's the one that gives it. He's the one that gives understanding. When you have understanding, you learn that you have to stop doing evil. You have to stop doing wickedness. And so as we go forth in this lesson, understand that this is foundational. This is foundational to our walk. Got to understand that you have to fear him. That's first and foremost. Without that, you cannot receive what you're supposed to receive of the Most High. You cannot approach him because you're not going to approach him in the correct way. You're not going to understand. We can say that, you know, we believe we should stop doing evil. But if we don't fear him, we're not going to stop. The Most High realized we're not going to really operate out of love, even though we're commanded to love him. So I did a kind of a statistical analysis on this. And let me see if I can find this. Seems like I got two different documents. Yeah, give me a hot second here. I thought I had all this together. All right. Well, I remember the statistics. I'll just tell you. Let us go to Deuteronomy chapter 10. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 10. And it's kind of making me mad here. Deuteronomy chapter 10, and we're going to get verse 12. Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 12. And we read this as part of our statement of faith. But the Most High wanted this from the beginning, okay? And he even told Israel, and I need to find that document that I did this morning for this lesson. Let's get verse 12. And let me move all these texts out of the way. And now, Israel, what does Yah thy Elohim require of you? What's the first thing that he requires of you? But to fear Yah thy Elohim. That's the first thing. Now, in the scriptures, when I did a search of the scriptures, the fear, the Most High tells us to fear him 42 times. In the scriptures. 42 separate times he says to fear him. To walk in all his ways. He tells you that 4 times. To love him. He tells you 10 times. No, 17 times to love him. And to serve him with your whole heart 10 times. In all the scriptures, Old and New Testament. But the number one thing that he tells you is to fear him 42 times. So you have to know that this is important to the Most High. That he wants you to fear him. That's the foundation of everything. Fearing him. Now give me a 1 second. I need to get the right document that I had prepared this morning and last night. Hold on a second. Because if not, I'm going to have to look this stuff back up by my memory. And we can do that, but I've already done all this work. But where did it go? Let's see. So 28. All right, here we go. Go to the book of Exodus, chapter 20. The book of Exodus, chapter 20. Now, the Most High, this, and we're going back and we're looking at what did the Most High, from the very beginning, what did he tell Israel? I don't want you to fear coming to me, but I do want you to fear me. That you might not sin. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 20. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for Elohim has come to prove you. Now this is when the Most High had come down. He had told Israel, prepare yourselves. In 3 days, I'm going to come down. And I want you to get yourself washed up, get cleaned up, and be ready to present yourselves to me because I'm going to come and meet you. And we're not going to read all this today, but I'm going to come and meet you, and I am going to allow you to hear my voice. You're going to hear me speak from heaven. And he told Moses, I'm going to allow the people to hear me speak to you. So they know that I speak to you. But the presentation that I'm going to give is so that they learn to fear me. Because this is most important. This is what he wants from his people. So he says, fear not, for Elohim has come to prove you. And that his fear may be before your faces. That you sin not. He didn't say that his love may be before your faces, or your love for him may be before his face, but your fear of him may be before your face. That you have a healthy fear of him. Hold on just a second. Shalom, Sister Mary.
No, I was just wondering what happened to you too, brother.
All right, amen. But you can hear me now, right?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right, amen.
Amen.
Okay. So, this fear of him is number one. And as a disciple, and this is in the discipleship series, got to seek the kingdom first. Got to seek it with your whole heart. You got to value the kingdom as the most valuable thing in your life. Messiah Mosai has to be the most important person in your life. You can't love anyone or anything more than you love him. Or the bottom line, he says, you cannot be my disciple. Now, all that is based upon the foundation of fearing him, having an understanding that you should fear him. And if you want wisdom, then you understand that the fear of him is the beginning of wisdom. If you want to consider yourself to be wise, then you got to know, I got to fear the Most High. I got to fear his commandments. I got to fear his statutes. I got to fear what he's going to do. I got to fear transgressing those commandments, statutes, his laws, his judgments. I got to fear being found in transgression. That's what I got to fear. I got to fear what he's going to do to all those people that are found in transgression. I got to know what it is and fear it. This is the foundation for everything. It's not loving him. Yes, he commands us to love him. And he says that he will love us and he will have mercy on us if we obey his voice, if we keep his commandments. I love them that love me. How do you show that you love me? Keep my commandments. But the basis for all of it is fear him. So he tells Israel, as a nation, this is what's required. First thing is to fear Yah, thy Elohim, to walk in all his ways, then to love him. Because you got to first know to fear him. You got to learn his ways. You can't love anybody if you don't know them. You can't love the Most High if you don't know him, if you don't know his ways. You can't love anybody you can't truly love anybody, even a human being, if you don't know them. You know, worst thing somebody can say is, I love you, and then you ask them, well, what do you love? And they can't name one thing, truthfully, that they love you for because they don't know you. They give you some general thing why they love you because they don't know you. And the Most High is saying the same thing. First thing I want you to do is fear me. And I'm going to show you, you're visual, so I'm going to show you why you should fear me. I'm going to show you my might. Then I'm going to tell you what I want from you. This is what he did to Israel. And he spoke these things to Israel. Moses did not give the people the Ten Commandments or the statutes, laws, and commandments first. The Most High did. He came down and he met with the nation. We're getting ready to read this because we need to understand and be questioning everything so that we understand how we walk before him and what he wants us to do. So we want to get very detailed in this stuff, okay, so we have an understanding that, hey, when he says fear me, just exactly what is he meaning? What did he tell our forefathers? To walk in all his ways. Third thing is to love him. When you know me, then you'll know why to love me. But the first thing I want for you to do is to fear me. then learn of my ways. Then you can love me, because then you'll know me. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4. And this chapter really sums up when the Most High came down and met with Israel, our forefathers. And Moses sums this up and, you know, just goes back through it. And when you go through the scriptures, most of Deuteronomy is reiterating this same thing over and over and over again. And the Most High is like, I wish that these people would just listen, hear, and obey. So Deuteronomy chapter 4, starting in verse 1. Now, therefore, hearken, O Israel, listen unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you for to do them. Listen to what I'm going to teach you so that you can do them. Not just hear them, but do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which I, Elohim of your fathers, giveth you. You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it. Don't add to it and don't take from it, that you may keep the commandments of Yah, your Elohim, which I command you. So first is listen unto the statutes and the judgments. What did I tell you what to do, how to do it, and what the penalty is for not doing it, and what the reward is for keeping it? What did I tell you? Listen to these things, okay? And then, you shall not add to any of the commandments that I give you, nor shall you diminish from them or take from them. This is foundational to being a disciple. Got to know this. Now, listen to his testimony to his people. Your eyes have seen what Yah did because of Baal Peor, Lord Peor. For all the men that followed Baal Peor, Yah the Elohim has destroyed them from among you. All the people that went a-whoring after other gods, even after the Most High just told them, don't do it. You shall not have an image of any other god. You shall not bow down to them. Nothing that's in the heavens and the earth, in the heavens or in the earth or under the earth. Nothing that's in the sea. You're not going to make an image of it and bow down to it. But these men did it, even right after he told them don't. Stiff-necked and hard-headed. But you did that, but you that did cleave unto Yah, your Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. All of them that went after Baal Peor died. All of them that stuck with the Most High, they were alive still. So he's letting you know right there. Everybody that transgressed against me and went and worshiped another god, I killed them. I didn't have mercy on them. I didn't ask them to repent. Because I want to show you to have fear of me. If you transgress, death came immediately to our forefathers. It came right away, and that's what's lacking today, because we transgress and judgment doesn't come right away. And so we have learned not to fear him. And as a disciple, one of the first things you have to know is to fear him. But we have learned not to. The early church knew, as we read on yesterday, the early church knew to fear him and to walk in his ways. The early church knew that he did not get rid of all of his statutes, his laws, and his commandments. They were to keep them. They knew this. But as time has gone on, As I said yesterday, the church has evolved to a place where they're not even teaching to fear the Most High. They're teaching to love him. But then he says, how can you even love me if you don't know me? Because if you knew me, you would know to fear me. So he's running this back down to Israel. All those that didn't go after another God and they stayed obedient, he says, you are alive today. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as Yah my Elohim commanded me, that you should do so in the land whether you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them. Keep them and do them. Not keep them up on the shelf, but do them. We can't know the statutes, the laws, the commandments. He says the statutes and the judgments, and do them. As I said before, my Hebrew brothers and sisters will say, we keep the statutes, laws, and commandments. They don't say nothing about the judgments. Because the judgments really tell you, the Most High said, this is my judgment in this situation. And if you fear him, you will carry out the judgment for fear of what will happen to you if you don't. What we have done, we have grown to where we don't fear him and we don't keep his judgments, and then we try to say we keep his commandments. But it's impossible. It's impossible to do it without the fear of him. It's impossible for you to walk before him perfectly, because it's the fear that will make you walk before him perfectly. You're not going to do it out of love. You might do it with love, but with that love, you're going to fear him first. But why do you love him? Why love him? For these reasons. Why do you fear him? I fear him for this reason. And he told me from the very beginning, I need to do this first. Need to understand. I need to fear him. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom. What is your wisdom? To keep his commandments and do them. If you do that, you're wise. If you don't do that, you are just very unwise. You can have all the high IQ in the world. You can have all the intellect in the world. Can be the smartest person in the world and be unwise. You can be too smart for your own good. Well, I just don't believe that. It doesn't make logical sense. I couldn't serve a God that requires me to fear him. I'd rather serve him out of love. He says, uh-uh. You can't love me because you don't know me. You haven't learned my ways to know me. Therefore, it is impossible for you to love me. And if you love me, you would know to keep my commandments. And you would know the first one is to fear me. So it's like an oxymoron. They're saying one thing, but his word is proving that they are unlearned and they are ignorant to the fact that you got to first fear him before you can even serve him in love. Because you can't love him if you don't know him. You can say you love him, but it's empty words. It's empty words. I love you. Well, what do you love about me? Well, I love that you saved me. How do you know that I saved you? Do you just feel that? What did I save you from? Do you know what I saved you from? Do you even fear or tremble at my words? Or do you get all jittery inside and excited and full of love and you have no fear of me at all? You're like that baby deer that has never met a human, And his mother didn't teach it the fear of humans. So it walks up to a human and it gets clubbed in the head. Because we don't understand that, the deer doesn't understand that the human is dangerous. Not all humans, but possibility that human has the power to take your life. But you have no fear of the human. It was not taught to you. And the Most High says, you have no fear of me because it wasn't taught to you. And you think you can just run up on me, mosey up on me, any kind of way, and you cannot. Can't just approach me anyway. Don't think that I'm just going to accept just anything. Learn of me. Then you can serve me out of love, because you will know I love him, but you know what? You don't mess with him. You don't mess with him. This is your wisdom. Verse 6 again. Keep therefore and do them, his statutes and his judgments, his commandments. For this is your wisdom and your understanding. The Most High don't say anywhere in there that I understand that you're human and that you're weak and you're frail and you fall. You're not going to find that in the scriptures. You'll find that he knows we fail. You'll find that he says, yeah, I know that through the flesh, my laws, statutes, commandments, and my judgments failed. Not because of the statutes, laws, and commandments, but because of you and your flesh. You in the flesh were weak and would not keep them. So I understand that. But I ain't understanding and taking no excuse that you're saying, hey, I'm human and we make mistakes. He says, no, I will accept that there's some things you don't know. And what you don't know, I won't hold you accountable for. I won't charge you with that. Yeah, you're guilty, but you, at least I know you weren't doing it intentionally. You weren't transgressing my laws intentionally. You were doing some things ignorantly. And the day that I send somebody to you to teach you that what you are doing is sin, then you repent of it. You turn from your wicked ways. You stop doing evil. Why? Because you fear me. Because you know that, hey, that doing evil, he's going to get me for that. And what he's going to do to me is not nice. It's a perfect punishment. So we don't transgress against him. Behold, I have taught you statutes, judgments, and as Yah, my Elohim, commanded me that you should do them in the land, whether you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. In the sight of who? The nations. So I want to stop right here for a minute. This is why the Most High doesn't want us telling anybody that we're his. Number one, if we don't know that we're supposed to fear him and actually keep his commandments, then he don't want us telling nobody that we're his. You belong to the Most High and you don't obey him? What kind of God you got? What kind of Elohim do you have? That you can just do whatever you want and there ain't no consequence for it. But he keeps saying don't do it and you keep doing it and you're his people. And all we see you doing is wickedness. It's even wicked by our standards. But this is supposed to be your wisdom in the sight of the nations. And the nations are seeing you do contrary to what the word of the Most High says. But we're his people. He says, now, all hell, don't you tell people that. Unless you're going to come back to me with your whole heart and you're going to give me your all, don't you tell them that you belong to me. You caused them to profane my name. You ruined my reputation by associating yourself with me. Can we hear what the Most High is saying to us? This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. The reason why they don't want to hear Israel, because we ain't doing what we're supposed to do. The reason why they have no respect of us, we don't respect our own Elohim, and we say we serve him, and we want them to serve him. We can't even teach them to fear him. That's why they're acting the way that they're acting. We ain't got to keep no statutes, no laws, no commandments. We ain't under that. That's for you, Israel. When we were supposed to teach them, and the only thing that we taught them was to disobey. Hear the word of the Most High on this morning. This, keeping his commandments, having a fear of him first, and keeping his commandments, his statutes, his judgments, this was supposed to be our wisdom, our understanding in the sight of the nations. When the nations see us, they're supposed to know. There goes a Hebrew Israelite. There goes a man or a woman of the Most High. They keep the statutes, laws, and really keep the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High. And if you go among them, you got to keep them. And you're not just going to talk any kind of way about their God, about their Elohim. They're not having it. They won't put up with it. They won't tolerate it. Your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all of these statutes and say, surely, surely this great nation is wise and an understanding people. That's not their testimony of Israel. And we have to change that. I don't care how old we are. I don't care how young we are. We have to change that. We can't run around saying, I'm a Hebrew Israelite. We are scattered to the four corners of the earth because of our forefathers and what they did. And we still ain't learned a damn thing. We still stiff-necked and hard-headed. Still disobeying the Most High. But we his people. And he just got to choose us. He just got to take us back. No, he don't. That's why he says, I'm going to take a remnant of you. Some of you. Some of y'all going to get it. Most of y'all not. And stop telling them that you my people. Until you start doing what you're supposed to do, don't tell them that you belong to me because you don't belong to me. There is no wisdom in you. You have no understanding. Until you understand that you're supposed to fear me and really truthfully fear me and really truthfully do what I say do, you don't know me. You don't belong to me. And you have no wisdom or understanding in front of the nations. You profane my name. So we got to understand, as his disciples, as disciples of Mashiach, this is what Messiah came to stretch, to set straight. He didn't just come to have your sins forgiven. He came so that you could do what the Most High said from the beginning. I'm not doing away with all my statutes, my laws, and my commandments because you can't do it. How stupid is that? I'm not coming and dying on, for you on the cross so that you don't have to keep my statutes and my judgments? So you, Israel, I'm talking to you now, specifically. If you're going to say that you belong to him, then you better be serving him with your whole heart. You better not be making no excuses to do wickedness. Better not be out there showing your behind and making people think that, you know, those Hebrew Israelites are crazy. Something wrong with them. They say they serve the Most High and that they're his people and they're chosen. And they don't do a daggone thing he says, but dress up like Power Rangers. And cuss people out on the streets. Have kids out of wedlock. Everything the Most High says don't do, that's what you find them doing. And even when he wakes us up, we still can't seem to come out of this. It's like the curses are too great. But the Most High says, I woke you up so that you could learn, so that you could understand who you are as a people, and all who are able to, hear this, able to, all who will, because we're all able to, but all who will keep my commandments and my judgment. That's who I want. Now you can say you're my people. As long as you walk in disobedience, I don't want to hear you trying. Because if you trying, you ain't giving me your whole heart. Trying is, you know, I hate that word try. And why do I hate it? Because when somebody tells me that they're going to try to do something, that's giving them an excuse to fail. Well, I tried, but automatically within the wording is I'm giving myself an excuse. If I don't do it, I tried. The Most High is not giving us an option. He didn't say try to keep my statutes, laws, and commandments. He said do it. There ain't no try. There ain't no in between. Do them. Stop worrying about all this deep knowledge. None of that stuff means a daggone thing if you don't fear me and keep my commandments. Nothing else matters. And as disciples of Messiah, he's bringing us back into this knowledge and back into this truth. You have to want this, and you have to want to do it, and you have to want it with your whole heart. And if you don't want to do it with your whole heart, you're not going to do it. He didn't say this was easy. He didn't say this didn't go against your nature. I know that this runs contrary to your flesh. I know this runs contrary to your ego. But you want to belong to me? You want to say you are my people? You want to be one of the ones that I came back and died for? You want to show that you have wisdom and understanding? Then you will keep my commandments with your whole heart. You will keep my statutes with your whole heart. You will keep my judgments with your whole heart. You will not deviate from them to the right or to the left. You will not add to them or take away from them. Only where I deviate, only where I modify it, will you modify it. You don't have the authority to modify it. I pray we can hear this. Stop making excuses. Stop saying that, you know what, I'm trying. Most High don't give, he don't give you the option to try. You either do that which you know to do, you do that which you learn to do, And what you're doing in ignorance, he says, I'm going to send somebody to you to tell you. I'm not going to charge you with it as long as it's in ignorance. But once you know, I don't want you trying to do what you know. You better do it. And do it with your whole heart. I pray we hear him. Because, see, we as I said, we have learned, been taught, allow this human nature to get in the way, allow our sex drive to run our lives, allow our emotions to just rule everything, and before all of that, that's why he says, if you love anybody more than me, even yourself, if you love you more than you love me, you cannot be my disciple. You cannot be my pupil. You cannot belong to me, male or female. This is not just a man thing. He says, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh, male and female. For what? So that the males have to obey and the women just get told to do whatever? No. That's a carnal mind speaking. It's not the spirit of the Most High. That's a man trying to figure out how he can still get between somebody's legs and justify and convince them of it and say it's okay. No. Just keep going. So don't tell nobody that you belong to him if you're not doing it. Don't tell nobody that you're wise and you can teach them the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High, something that you won't keep yourself. Don't tell them that he's your Elohim and you don't fear him and obey him. Because it's a lie. And he tells us in the scriptures, it's a lie. You say you love me, but you don't know me. And you don't even know enough to even fear me. Foundational. Let's continue. Verse 6 again. Verse 6 and 7. Drive this home to Israel. Now to the rest of the world, you're being grafted into Israel, Messiah's body. In the end, Israel will be all those believers from every nation, kindred, and tongue, and blood that want to tie themselves to Messiah, be grafted into this tree. So it applies to you as well. Can't say that you want to belong to the King of Israel, the Savior of the world, and you don't want to obey his commandments. You didn't want to learn what they are. Want to try to put it off on his people. That's for y'all. No, it's for you too if you join. You're saying you're defecting from the world. You're defecting. You want to be a member of this kingdom, of this nation, but you don't want to obey the laws of the nation. You don't want to obey the ordinances of the nation. You don't want to obey the commandments of the nation. You don't want to obey the statutes of the nation. Is that not stupid? Literally, is that not stupid? So you are up under the same requirements. You want to be part of Israel. You want to say you want to be a Messiah? You want to be part of Israel. You're serving the same Elohim. And there shall be one law for he that is homeborn and the stranger. You don't get to abide by a different set of rules. But the Most High will excuse your ignorance as long as it's that, ignorance. But what you willfully don't want to learn and obey, he will not excuse that. Because you know in your deep down in your heart, you're supposed to be doing it. But you don't want to do it. But you want to say that you know him and that you love him and that he's your savior. What he's doing is saving you for the fire. Just like his own people that willfully disobey him, they are saved for judgment for the fire. So there's no getting away whether you are Jew or Gentile. That's why he tells us in Galatians 3 and 25 through 29. There is no such thing as a Jew or a Greek in Christ, in Messiah. There's no such thing as a Jew or a Gentile. That's what that verse means. There's no such thing as a Jew or one of another nation in Christ. He says you're going to be one body. I'm going to take the two, the believers in the nation that I chose and the believers in the world. And I'm going to make one new man, one new entity, and I'm going to be the head of it. And you got to obey me. So don't think that you get away with this and that I'm just whipping Israel and Israel only. Because I would not be giving you the whole truth. But Israel is supposed to be the example, the teacher, chosen to be a holy nation. Those that are of the blood were chosen, given the statutes, the laws, and the commandments of the Most High, to teach the rest of the world. And they themselves are in need of being taught themselves. So that's why I chastise Israel more than I chastise the nations. But don't think as a member of another nation that if you defect from the world and you're defecting to the kingdom of the Most High, that you don't have to abide by the same laws, the same ordinances, the same judgments. You do. He's not going to have a different set of laws for those that are homeborn, those that are of the blood that obey him, and those that are not of the blood and obey him. It's not going to be a separate law. Oh, this is a law for you, and this is a law for my people. No, he already said that. It's not going to be that way. It has never been that way. So what I'm reading to, when I say Israel, I'm talking to both Jew and Gentile. But for those of us who are trying to, you know, claiming the name, we be Israel. We be Hebrew Israelites. Don't keep telling people that if you're not obeying him. Don't keep telling people that if you're not in fear of him. You tarnish his name. You cause the nations to tarnish his name. And when they try to be like you, you're the example, and they try to be like you, they're going to turn out wicked too. Well, wait a minute. You say you follow the God of the universe. You out here fornicating and stealing and robbing and committing adultery and doing all the things that he say not to do. So why can't I do that? Why can't I do what you do? So don't tell them that unless you are obeying with your whole heart. Then you can start claiming it. Everybody that says that they're Israel is not Israel. Everybody's not a member and a citizen in his kingdom, even of the flesh. If I cut you off, and this is what Messiah tells us, if you go to Romans chapter 7 through 9, something like that, I cut you off, I broke you off. And you can be grafted back in again, Israel. You can be grafted back in again into the tree if you do what you're supposed to do. And Gentiles, you can be grafted into the tree too if you do what you're supposed to do. The beginning of all that is to fear our Elohim. That's the beginning of it. That's the beginning of your wisdom. From there, you need to learn everything else that you need to know to walk before him perfectly. Let's continue. Verse 7. For what nation is there so great who has Elohim so near unto them as Yah our Elohim is in all things that we call upon him for? We have a hard time for the Most High showing up for us as a people. We're not walking in his ways. We're not keeping his commandments. We feel like he ain't going to hear what we're saying. He's not going to hear what we're requesting. He's not going to hear our prayers. He's sure not going to answer them in the way that we want him to answer. We're left to the whim of the world. And when somebody said that they have favor in the eyes of the Most High because he shows up for them, people get mad. You got favor with the Most High? Understand where your blessings come from, because the enemy will also bless you as long as it's going to keep you doing wickedness. Why shouldn't I give you some good things that you feel good about? As long as you're still disobeying the Most High, you belong to me. The enemy. And so we think that our blessings will be coming from the Most High when we don't line up with him. Think about that. I want you to seriously consider that. Got to line up with him. Got to be doing what he says to do. And he don't say try to do it. He says do them. That's why the nations don't respect Israel. You want to know why they don't respect Israel in the Middle East? Number one, they know that the people who left Israel, they were black. They know this. They were people of color. They were black. And when they came back and reestablished the nation, the people that were in the region that never left the region, the ones that we went to war with, our forefathers went to war with, they know who we were. They say, hey, you ain't the same people that came back here. You left here black and came back white. How did you transform? You ain't the people. They know this. That's why Israel is not accepted in the Middle East. It's not simply because they're Israel. That's not what the nations are coming against. They're coming against that, hey, y'all not the people that left here. People that left here, they were Negroid looking. Y'all don't look like them. That's the problem. If it was the real people in the land, then 25% of the population could not be gay. It's an abomination before the Most High. He didn't change. So we got to understand. This is why the world don't respect Israel. Don't say, what great nation is this? The Most High going to still protect his land. But he says, you know what? I got abomination in my land, and I'm going to come in the last days because I'm not bringing judgment right now. I'm going to have to raise the land. I'm going to have to burn it up. I'm going to have to cleanse it. what Messiah is going to do. I'm going to have to cleanse it. Right now I got some people pretending to be my people, and I got some people in the world, some flocks in the world, that don't know to fear me. They know of me, but they don't know me. And I'm going to tell them, get away from me in the end. Get away from me, you worker of iniquity. I knew you not. You said you know me, but you didn't keep my word. You didn't keep my statute. You didn't keep my commandments. What nation, verse 8, is great that has statutes and judgments, so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? The world ain't trying to keep the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High, because the Catholic Church, the Portuguese government, the Pope, they came against it. They made it illegal to keep the Sabbath. They made it illegal to keep the dietary laws. They made it illegal to keep his commandments. They made it illegal to keep his statutes. We're going to learn on that tomorrow during the Black History Study. Who actually did this? Because they did not want the kingdom that the Most High wants. They want to claim that they belong to a God, but not the God. The Elohim of the universe. So Israel is not respected as a nation, and the world is not, the world and its religion has made it illegal. His laws, his statutes, and his judgments, illegal. If your child slapped the mess out of you, the Most High said, hey, that child is supposed to die. The world will tell you, uh-uh. You can't do that. That's murder. What did the Most High say? No, it's illegal for you to do that. Hear what the Most High says. Because we got this thing all twisted, and it's all coming from we don't respect and fear him. And the world will tell you, hey, if you do what the Most High says to do, we're going to throw you in prison. We're going to charge you with murder, and we will threaten you of execution. Who are you going to fear? The Most High, you're going to fear man. Because man has made what the Most High said illegal, against the law, and it was done intentionally. But can we hear that? That's why I'm speaking to Israel right now, but into the rest of the world as it applies. If you say you belong to Israel, you say you belong to the God of Israel, the Elohim of Israel, then you are required to keep his laws and his statutes, his judgments. And what the Most High has already judged on, you can't appeal above him to change it. Can we hear this and understand it? You cannot appeal. You can't go to the Fifth Circuit Court and say, hey, the Most High said this. I want you to overrule that. They've already overruled it and say they will hold you accountable. But the Most High says, I am the highest power. And I say, do it this way. And you think you're more righteous than I am? So you're going to establish your own. We can't say that we belong to him and that we're his people if we don't fear him more than we fear man. If we don't fear him more than we fear the judge, the government. We fear them more than we fear him. That's a problem. And we don't want to hear that. That's a problem. Verse 9. Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen. I told you when he came down. He came down in such a manner, and he displayed or allowed Israel to see what he wanted them to see, not any semblance of him, but he made the sight so terrible that Moses said it had him trembling, scared, and he had to go talk to him. The people wouldn't go talk to him. No, Moses, you go. You come back and tell us. But we don't want to go before him because we're going to die if we do. Forget not what thy eyes have seen, lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Now, this don't mean don't teach them to your daughters. The scripture is just being written in that way. You teach them to your children, male and female. The male just happens supposed to be in charge of the household. He's supposed to be the head of the house. Especially, verse 10, the day that thou stoodest before Yah thy Elohim in Horeb, when Yah said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words. So, let's stop here for a minute. You know, today we might say we got an excuse. We might say the Most High, we didn't hear this from the Most High. I ain't never heard his voice. I don't know. You could tell me anything. You're a man. You could tell me anything. And we might use that as an excuse. But our forefathers heard the voice of the Most High. They had no excuse. Put yourself in their shoes. If you had heard the voice of the Most High, would that make a difference to you? Are you using that as an excuse not to do? Are you using that as an excuse that you can be less than? Because that's what people are doing today. Well, that's your understanding. No, we're reading this from the Word of the Most High. Okay, ain't nobody going to ever be able to accuse Brother Miles of giving you his own opinion. This is what thus saith Yah Elohim. This is what's written. So he said, they saw, especially the day that thou stoodest before Yah, thy Elohim, in Horeb, when Yah said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words. I will make them hear my words. Not you, Moses. They're going to hear me. And when I went back through the scriptures, through those, you know, Exodus 19 through like 40, you think a whole lot of time has passed by, a year, 2 years, 3 years? to find out it's only been a few months, a year at the most. We got a year, and then all of a sudden, all that time, like from 19 through 25, the Most High is on the earth 6 days dealing with Israel, giving them his statutes, his laws, and his commandments, his ordinances, giving them to them. They are hearing it from him. Now Moses come up on this mountain and write all this stuff down. Bring it back down to them so they have it in writing. They heard the voice of the Most High. Then he calls Moses up on the mountain for 40 days. Now write down the 10 most important that I said, the 10 most important instructions. Write them down. Everything else, they were keeping orally, passing it along by word of mouth. Until Moses had it written, all the books. So understand, he's telling you that they heard his words, not through Moses. They heard the voice of the Most High. And that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth. Did he say that they shall learn to love me all the days that they shall live upon the earth? Did he say that they shall learn to respect me? To fear me? Love is going to come later. I showed them what I showed them. I made it a terrible sight, and then I spoke my commandments to them. And I showed them that I speak to you that they might fear me and listen to you, Moses. And that they may teach their children. And you came near and stood under the mountain. And the mountain burned with fire into the midst of heaven, with darkness and clouds and thick darkness. And Yah spake unto me out of the midst of the fire. You heard the voice of the word, but saw no similitude. You heard the voice, but you didn't see a shape. Don't be going and making no image and saying that you saw this and this is what the Most High looked like, Israel. I didn't even show you a semblance of what I looked like, but I allowed you to hear my voice. Only you heard a voice, and he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even the Ten Commandments. He wrote them upon the two tables of stone. And Yah commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that you might do them in the land whether you go over to possess it. Take you therefore good heed unto yourselves, for you saw no manner or similitude on the day that Yah spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire, lest you corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flieth in the air, the likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth. Lest thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the hosts of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them and serve them, which Yah thy Elohim has divided unto all the nations under the whole heaven. But Yah has taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance, as you are this day. So Moses, he recites what happened. He repeats to them what happened and tells them to remember. Remember that Yah came down. Remember the sight that you saw. Remember you heard his voice. Remember he gave you his statutes, his laws, and his commandments. Remember, he told you what the penalties were if you didn't obey. Remember, he told you if you obeyed what the reward would be. Remember, the first thing he said is to fear him. Remember this and teach it to your children and to your children's children. And they are to teach it to their children and their children's children. And out the gate, from the time they can start talking, even before then, they ought to be hearing to fear the Most High. That it is just part of their DNA to fear him. If they don't understand that, don't worry about that. They will soon come to know. And they'll probably, why are we supposed to fear him? And you should be able to tell them. You, the one that made them, should be able to tell them why they fear him, why they should fear him. And you should be the example. Everything that you do should reflect that, you know what, I know. I'm supposed to fear the Most High with my whole heart. I'm supposed to fear everything about him in the highest degree. And you should teach it to your children. Can't teach them what you're not doing. Can't teach them what you don't know. Now, they can still choose to rebel. They can still choose to not do it. But you will have done what you were commanded to do. Most High, well, I told them. I showed them by my life. See, the problem is, here's the problem. The problem is a lot of times our lives don't line up with what we tell our children. And then if we don't want to be hypocritical, then we just won't tell them. If we're not living by the book, we're not going to teach them to live by the book. Because when we do, then they look at our life, but you, what are you doing? You say that you love him, but and your children will come back and on you like that. Trust me. Especially when they start to become teenagers. And they want to start, you know, feeling their oats. They want to start declaring their independence. And they got a mind and they can think for themselves. And if your witness doesn't line up with what you're saying, you lose all credibility. Just like you will with the world as well. If you tell the world you're his people, but you don't obey his voice, you don't keep his commandments, you lose credibility. And not only do you lose credibility, the Most High says you make me look bad too. So we have a commandment to teach them. Now, if they choose to reject it, you can't save no one, not even your own children. Because they will grow up and they have to make decisions for themselves. But you should have planted the seed. And if you plant it young enough, he says, when they get older, they shall return. It's human nature to rebel like that. We show it all through the scriptures. But if the Most High has called them, they'll return to him. And if you have set the right expectation, the fear of him as the beginning of everything, then they'll soon learn when they go through some things. The Most High, if they belong to him, if he has chosen them, he will show them things that they'll come to the understanding, you know what, I need to go back to my Elohim and I need to serve him with my whole heart. I now understand what mama or daddy was saying to me. But you cannot teach them and show them what you don't know and what you don't do. And you sure can't teach them, can't be knowing and then don't be doing, because those that live with you know what you do and what you don't do. They know what you say you do to the public, and they know what you do in private. Because you can't pretend 24/7. So you might have a public face. This is the way I am. But privately, you're doing something different. Who's going to tell on you is your kids. So we got to know that we have to teach them the right way. And for some of us, it's too late for all that. Kids are grown. They got their own opinions. They got their own understandings. And you just pray that what you've told them, that eventually they come to their senses. That eventually, because they belong to you, and if you belong to the Most High, that he will have mercy. And that he will draw them for your sake. And if he draws them, then they choose to rebel. You've done what you were supposed to do. And the Most High said, hey, I called them. They had a choice just like you had. Every generation got to make that choice. Every generation has to learn to fear me. And it's up to each one of us to pass that to our children, but it's got to be passed to us. This is the word of the Most High in these last days, in this last generation. Fear me. So as we continue in this, know that if you search your scriptures, the fear of the Most High, the fear of Yah, the fear of God, you would find it referenced 42 times. In the scriptures, 42 times, fear me. If he says it one time, because of who he is, if we really have understanding, we know we're dealing with the creator of the universe, he should really only have to say it one time. You have laws with your own children. Don't make me repeat myself. I'm going to tell you one time. Don't make me have to tell you twice. You know, that's the understanding my kids have, at least, from the time that they were little. Daddy only speaks one time. And what he's already told you, once he's told you and he knows you understand, there ain't no delay in punishment. There ain't no delay in discipline. I don't even really call it punishment until it is punishment. Discipline. I'm disciplining you. I'm teaching you the right way. And when your ears between your, on the either side of your head won't listen, then let me open up your other ears that you sit on. Maybe you will hear me then. But, you know, all I had to do was look at my kids. They're doing something wrong. I just look at them. They know. Oh, better straighten up. Because they ain't going to be a second or a third time. And that still goes in, even till today. My kids will not cuss in front of me. And even when they slip, I say, you forgetting who you in front of. I know how you talk out there in the streets, but you ain't in the streets. And you never, ever going to be as grown as me. So you don't get to do that. And we'll smack them upside the head and dare them to say something. I don't care how old you are. You don't get to be that common with me, your father or your mother. And I know she'll put up with some stuff. I said, well, that's you. But I don't want you running to me because you didn't want to handle it when it happened. Because they're not going to be that way with me. The Most High is saying the same thing. But if he had to tell us 42 times, you know we got to be a stiff neck and a hard-headed people. And that's why we find ourselves where we're at today. So when he comes back this next day, he says, hey, enough is enough. I'm going to appoint a day, send a day out in the future. That's the time I'm giving you, mankind, to get your stuff together. And when I come back, for all you that are disobedient, that would not keep my commandments, that transgressed against me, that wouldn't do my statutes, it's not going to be well for you. All those that wouldn't serve me with their whole heart, who kind of was serving me, kind of disobedient, there ain't no kind of disobedient. You were just disobedient. You justified it in your own heart. I don't do kind of. I do ignorance, but I don't do kind of ignorant either. You either ignorant you didn't know or you knew. Ain't no in between. So we gotta understand that the fear of him. It's what he wants us to know first. This is where our understanding is. The keeping of his statutes, his laws, and his commandments. This is where our wisdom is. It comes from him. He's allowing us to see it in these last days. And to all that can hear it and obey, will you come? Will you come? I don't care where you're at in the world. I don't care what your color is. I don't care what your bloodline is. I don't care what nation you're in or your ethnicity. If you say you belong to the Most High Elohim, you want to belong to him, will you come and serve him with your whole heart? Will you come and give him your all? Will you make a decision that for him you will live and for him you will die? Will you come? For Yah Elohim is calling you. Will you come? Now that you know what's expected, will you come? Will you choose to serve the Most High in the spirit of truth? That you got to give him your all. That you got to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments. As you learn them, you must keep them. Will you come? If you're not ready to give him your all, don't come. Because he wants you to choose. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Choose you this day what place he's going to have in your life. And Brother Miles is here to tell you. If it's not with your whole heart, don't bother coming. Because anything else is failure. Anything else is not going to allow you to be successful. Anything else, you're called but not chosen. Not chosen to be incorporated into the body of Messiah. To be baked into that loaf. He wants the good grain. He wants the perfect grains. the perfect grains understand that they are to serve him with their whole heart, that he has to be the most important thing in their life. For this purpose were they born. For this purpose are they in the world. Don't matter how long you've been in the bag or up on the shelf. Don't matter if the priest didn't see you, didn't pick you in the first go around as a choice grain. Maybe you needed to ripen some. If you're ready, will you come? The Elohim of the universe is calling you today to come and serve him with your whole heart, to give yourself to him totally, to learn of him, but firstly, to fear him. Let us bow our heads. Father Yah, you have given us by your written word that is the fear of you, that is the beginning of all wisdom. Father, help your people to understand that you're not their buddy, you're not their friend, but that you are their Elohim, their God, and you are the only Elohim and God that there is. There is no other. Anything else that we might serve, it is a false God. Anything else that we might believe, it is a lie. You love those that love you. And we show that we love you by keeping your commandments. You didn't change it when you came into this world to go up on the cross and die for our sins. It has not changed today. If we love you, we will keep your commandments. Not partially, Father, but with our whole heart. We will give you our all. Father, help us. Help us. Help us. Help us. Help us. When we were children, we thought as a child, and we did as a child. Father, we're not all children anymore. And a lot of us have been walking in this walk for many years and still have not come to the understanding that we should give you our whole heart and that we should fear you and that we should walk in that fear. And the thought of transgressing, the fear of what you will do to us, should be our deterrent, that we know that you're going to have your vengeance. You said, vengeance is mine, and I will have my vengeance, and all those who will not have me to rule over them, that you will kill. You will bring them back to life. You will give them eternal life. You will give them a spiritual body. And you will throw them into the fire that was designed for Satan and his angels, that was designed to punish spiritual beings. And it is a perfect punishment. It is perfect because you are perfect. It is everlasting torment. They could choose everlasting bliss and be in your presence by being obedient and fearing you, or they can choose everlasting torment. It's up to each individual. I don't know how anyone, Father, could count the cost and say that you're not worthy. I don't know how they could count the cost and say that it's better to be on the losing end, to come up short, than to be on the winning side. But every man and woman has their own choice to make. I can't speak for even my family, Father, but I can speak for myself. As for me, I will obey your voice with my whole heart, Father. I give it to you. I dedicate my life, all my substance, all that you have blessed me with. I give it to you for the sake of your kingdom, that your will might be done in the earth as it is in heaven. And I pray that you just find me, Father. You find me worthy. I don't care what men say. I don't care what they think. What matters is what you think. And I need to do what is pleasing in your eyes. Father, help. Help us all to get that same mentality. Help us all to come to you and understand it's what you think and what you say that matters, and it's not what we think and what we say. As Messiah said, if we love him, we will keep his commandments. And Father, we just want to show, not in mouth, not in tongue, not in words, but in deed, that is you who we love with our whole heart. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, hear my words, O Father, and bless us and give us a heart to serve you with our whole hearts. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray, amen and amen. All right, we will continue in this. As I said, there are about 42 verses that deal with the fear of the Most High. We're going to deal with every one of them. And we're going to look and see where the Most High is just reiterating to Israel because they're being stiff-necked and hard-hearted. And we're going to look at it where, when the situation comes up, who was doing it, what was being done, why the scripture says that they were doing it, what was the response of the Most High? What was the response of the individual? All those people that were holy, that walked in the ways of the Most High. We don't want to read about those that didn't walk in his ways. We know they didn't walk in his ways. They transgressed. So why do we need to learn about them? We don't need to learn how to transgress. We don't have a problem transgressing by ourselves. We don't need no help transgressing. We do that very well. But we do need help in learning how to do what's right. So let us read about the righteous men of the Most High, even where they failed at. And the Most High still said that they were righteous, still said they walked in his ways, and he still got mad at them at times. But he didn't leave them. He didn't disown them. If they truly were repentant and walked after him, their heart was after him, so we want to learn what their mentality is. We want to learn what they had to learn. And we want to conduct ourselves in the same way. You don't get an example. You don't get an example of somebody that's failed at something to say, oh, that's who I'm gonna model myself after. They didn't get it right, so let me do it the way that they did it. No, you get somebody who was successful, and you model yourself after them. Now, we have the perfect example in Messiah. The perfect example. But for most of us, well, you know, he's Messiah. He was God. He could do that. We get an excuse. So let's start with some ordinary men who were not prophets, who the Most High said that they walked in his ways. And let's start with them and understand that Messiah is perfection. Messiah is what we're moving toward. Messiah is who we want to be. That's who they wanted to be. They just didn't know it at the time. They were looking for the example. We have the example. But we're going to start with those men that didn't walk 100% perfectly before the Most High. But they got close. But the Most High still had an ought with them. And we're going to find out what they did. And when the Most High came to them, how they responded. And how the Most High responded to them. So that we can learn what we're supposed to do. So if you want to learn and know these things, you ought to continue with us in this series so that you know how to walk before the Most High. Let all that other stuff go, because all that other stuff, it don't get you into the kingdom and it don't keep you in the kingdom. May the Most High bless you. Oh, before we do that, tomorrow morning, Black History, Spiritual Wellness. We will be meeting, I'll send out the invite, but we will be meeting on the meeting site where we can see videos and all that kind of stuff. We want to watch, I want us to watch this video together. You can go to Tao Ministries and watch it, but these brothers have done a very excellent job in documenting our history, proving who we are as a people, how we got here. They give you the tools that you can use. You know, I went through the site and they have very good tools in that regard that you can use to prove, you know, who we are and how we got in the situation we're in. We know we read it in the Bible, but to know it from an historical perspective, to know it from the different nations of the world that documented it, the ones and from the nations that actually were key and responsible in our slavery as a people, our scattering as a people. The Most High, it was the Most High's will, but how he worked it through them to use them as a belt to do it to us and what in their hearts they were doing. So we understand, you know, where we come from and why, and why the world is still looking at us in certain ways. Now, from the scripture standpoint, bottom line is, the Most High says, if you say you belong to me, then you need to represent. You need to recognize who you're representing. And if you're going to say you belong to me, then you better represent me well. You better not cause nobody to say nothing bad about me by what you do. We have to understand that. So we want to see how we got here as far as our history goes. You know, not what we read in this country, because a lot of things that we're told in this country are misrepresentations of history. Or if it's not a misrepresentation of history, it was completely left out. Not taught about it, not told. And these brothers have done an excellent job. And as I told you on a couple of weeks ago, I want us to use that site, their site, as our study. Because everything is, you know, that's what they were given to do. Evidently, it's what they were given to do. And they have done it well. And once we know who we are, where we come from, which, you know, we accept it, my job is to put us in the right standing with the Most High. My job is to teach us to fear him and to walk in all his ways, to bring us back into the truth. like I said, knowing that we're the people and not knowing how we're to walk, that's just a crime. To know who you are and why you're here, and then don't know what you're supposed to do or how to do it and what mindset you're supposed to have to do it. So that's my job. But they have done an excellent job of documenting and pulling out the history, going through the different books from different governments that document what they did to Israel and to the Jew in their eyes. So we're going to start our study from there. So, you know, I want everybody to, you know, join tomorrow. If you have not been on the meetings.glorytoyah.site, we will be meeting in the classroom. We won't be meeting in the business room, but we'll be meeting in the classroom. And I want us to watch this video and, you know, document from the video. They have done, like I said, a very good job. And then we will continue on their site so that we learn how to defend who we are, because everybody doesn't accept that we are the people of the book. And if we're going to claim it, not only do I want us to claim it, but I want us to walk in the ways of the Most High, and I want us to be able to show that we are the people of the book and that we are doing what the Most High said to do. So, yeah, this is what history says. This is what it shows. We are those people. Now, we are Yeshurun. We are the righteous seed of Israel. And to be the righteous seed of Israel, we got to be doing right. So once we show people that, yeah, we are the people through the history, we also show them that we are the people because we obey. We keep his commandments. We don't just say we do them, but we do them. All of them with our whole heart. It's not an option. It has to be a way of life, and we have to do it with our whole heart. That's my job, to transmit that, to teach us that, to show us this is where we, until the Most High comes back, until he comes back, if it's another generation, if it's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 generations, if it's another 1,000 years, doesn't matter. What matters is that in each generation that they learn the truth and that they come to the truth, and that we in this generation, that we come to the truth and we start transmitting it to the next generation in spirit and in truth. That is what's important, that we do his will in the earth. That is what's important. That is what my job is, to show us that. Can't make nobody do anything, and I'm not even trying to make anyone do anything, because this is a choice each individual has to make. I can only show you what the Most High has shown me and told me to do. But I cannot make you do anything. And I'm not trying to make you. I'm not trying to lord it over you. You have to choose, each and every one of us. So in the morning, spiritual wellness, Black history, so that we are become wiser. As wise as serpents. Somebody don't want to accept us as a people, because, oh no, those are those people over there. Well, this is how we know that we're the people. And this is from a historical standpoint. But at the same time, we don't want to claim that, and we're not doing what he said to do. And we might as well not even tell anybody. You can know how you got here, but you shouldn't be telling nobody that's you. Well, I know that I'm the people of the book, but I ain't going to tell nobody why, because I'm not obeying the Most High. I'm not keeping the statutes, laws, and commandments. We don't want to tell him that if we say, oh, well, I'm trying to do it. Because he doesn't make provisions for us trying. He just makes provisions for us being ignorant or not. So if it's anything that you're doing that you know you ought not be doing, it's not in ignorance. That he won't tolerate. That he won't have mercy for. And he has never had it. So we have to understand that. We want to be Yeshurun, righteous Israel. Just like we've named the farm, Yeshurun. Because we're going to be doing righteousness. We're going to be living according to his statutes, laws, and his commandments. Male and female. Children, future generations, because it's going to be incorporated into the community. We got to start someplace. And had I seen a community out there that was already doing this, then I would have said, you know what, I want to be part of your community. I want to start one like you got here. But as I've searched them out, they are just in love with being Israel. Still doing all the craziness. And I'm like, wow. So no, I will do the Most High told me what to do. That's what I will do. So in the morning, we will do spiritual wellness, Black history. We will look at the video together. We will start documenting. We will start learning. We will start becoming wiser in that way. Spiritually. And as a people, we're going to keep the commandments of the Most High with our whole heart. May the Most High bless you. On this evening, good grief, I keep trying to get off of here. This evening, we'll continue in this. We'll continue in this same precept. Part three, as I said, I don't know how many parts it's going to be. It's a lot of scripture. When the Most High tells you 42 times to fear him, he means that. And I don't want him to say to me, well, you didn't teach the people. I'm going to say, Most High, I ain't leave a rock unturned. If they don't fear you, it's because they didn't want to fear you. So it won't be because Brother Miles didn't teach you. It won't be because Brother Miles didn't show you. If you are listening to this broadcast, it'll be because you chose to not be obedient, and you chose not to fear him. You know, we got it like that. Me and him, we got a relationship. Okay, that's on you. Can't make you do anything. So we will continue in this on this evening. May the Most High bless you. May he keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember, I love you. I really do. But I cannot love you like the Most High loves you, and I can't do for you what the Most High can do for you. Fear Yah and keep his commandments, for this is your whole duty. That's your duty wrapped up in one verse. That is your whole duty. Fear him with your whole heart. Shalom, family. See you this evening. Yah bless you.
promises and prayed you made it happen with just words. You have no beginning and you have no ending. I think it's amazing, it's beyond my understanding. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way, I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. Sometimes all I wanna do is jump, lift my hand up high and stomp. Play me with the water, baptized, get dumped. I'm filled with the rock and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time for Shabbat. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpacha, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. Always said, teach me the way, I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no need.